Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in to New Beginnings Ministry. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we do thank you for taking out your time to be a part of this hour. Amen. For those of you who are listening by internet, we are an interactive ministry. That means that you have an opportunity to call in and participate if you choose to call in on and be a part of the interactive. If you have like to share or ask the speaker of the hour a question, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And you can be connected in. Once you're connected, there will be a light that will come on my end, and it will let me know that you are on. All mics will be off at this particular time unless the speaker would like all of the mics on. And if the mics are on, if we say that all the mics tell you that all the mics are on, please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure that you mute your device. Please mute your device. We have all kind of sounds that come through unpleasant, but we want to make sure that we're obedient and we are open to the word of God as the man of the hour comes forth. We'd also like to let you know that we are on Zoom. That's correct. We're on Zoom for those of you who are new listeners. If you would like to be a part of Zoom and you would like to get a face-to-face interaction, you can call. You go in to 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm, without an S, capital PSALM23. That is the passcode for the Zoom. And finally, if you would like to share this at the end of this message, and we hope that you do because we are a body of Christ and proclaiming the gospel. We want to share this message with someone that we may know to be comforting to them. And if they do not know Christ, prayerfully, they will hear a word that will spark their spirit, and they will ask you to share about the Christ that you are sharing them with. Amen. So we want to be a blessing to be a blessing. Amen. As we move on forward, we are in our hour of the third week, and we are with Pastor Reginald C. A. Miles from Hackensack, New Jersey. Amen. And he has a word for you this evening. Please, ma'am, please, sir, call a friend, telephone, let them know that Pastor Miles is on the line, and he has a word for you. Amen. A man who has chosen to turn his life over fully to Christ. Amen. And I know that to be so. And we thank him for taking the opportunity to come each and every Wednesday and as well as a speaker to be a part of this hour. Amen. It's good when we're all connected together. Amen. When we're connected together, great things happen when we are connected together in the body of Christ. So we do thank you. I'm going to move on out of the way, and I'm going to open up for Pastor Reginald C. A. Miles at this time. Amen. Pastor Miles.
And I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you hear me well? Can you hear me clearly? Great. Amen. I'm grateful for this once again. Thank you for the marvelous introduction, Brother Moderator. I tell you, it feels good. I enjoy being a son of this ministry, New Beginnings Ministry. Being a son of the ministry has really helped me grow tremendously. Being with the ministry for about 4 years, I remember the very first time I was asked to bring forth the word, and you know, it felt good. It really did. And to understand and to realize that such an outlet is there for people who desire to have an interactive Bible study or who desire to study the Word of God. And New Beginners Ministry is just that. I mean, you can actually go back in the archives many years and just pull up something and have your own individual Bible study when you want to study. I mean, various, many different topics are out here. from Bible teaching to Bible preaching to conversations to testimonies. Seems like one time we had a healing service on the line, and which was phenomenal. But on today, we're going to have something that's the same but yet a little bit different. I pray that it feeds your spirit, man. I pray that you grab something out of it. But before we do, before we get into the Word of God, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, we come to you at this hour thanking you for life, health, and strength. Lord, asking you right now to look deep down inside of us. If there's anything inside of us that's like sin and not like you, Lord, we ask that you remove it. Let our insides, let our spirit man be good ground right now to receive the Word of God so that we can eat it up, digest it, and live it out. We ask these blessings in Jesus through Christ, your Son. Amen. Now on today, we're going to go more of like a traditional Bible study. I've done this before. We're going to have some Bible calisthenics. We're going to be flipping pages. And we're going to let the Bible actually speak to us. We're going to let the Word of God, the words that's on the page, actually teach us. And what we're going to study on today is the Trinity. Now, many people have heard about the Trinity, but let's be honest. How many people have actually explained the Trinity to you? How many of you actually understand the Trinity? But we accept the Trinity. How many times have we taken a look in the Bible, and in the Bible that there are hard sayings that we just don't understand? There's words in the Bible that we just don't understand. And we have to go and we have to dig and we have to look. Like one of the words in the Bible that I had a trouble with for a long time was "wist," W-I-S-T. When I came across it, it took me a long time to find that out, but I had to dig. Well, one word that you're not going to find in the Bible is the word Trinity, but it's used, and it's used quite regularly. What does it mean? What is it? Well, on tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to actually get some concepts out of Scripture so that we could see what the Trinity is. Now, mind you, the word Trinity is not in the Bible, but the concept is there. And I'm going to show you the concept here and why we say Trinity, why we use Trinity, and how you can have a foundation to try to explain it to someone who does not know. And if you have a hard time with it, let's go back over this teaching. Have them listen to this teaching because it's going to be just a base teaching. I could go real deep theologically in it, but I'm not. I'm going to let the Bible give us some basic depth. If you have your Bible, and I pray that you do, turn to the Gospel according to Matthew. But the moderator on today, I'm going to ask that you leave the mics off until the end, until I have you to turn them back, or have you to turn them on, because I really want to get through this, and I pray that I have enough time. Turn with me to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28. Now, mind you, we're going and we're digging today to get concepts out of this. Concepts. Okay? Matthew, chapter 28. And let's go to verse 16. Now, I'm reading for the King James from the King James Version. And also understand, when we read Scripture, we don't read Scripture fast just to prove to folks that we can read, that we educated. We want the word of God, the word on these pages, to minister to us, because that's the thing that's going to minister to us and let it talk to us. Verse 16, then the 12 disciples went away to Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, amen. Let's bring our focus to verse 19. Notice, we're going to go for concepts. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, we have been taught that the Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit. That is what we call the Trinity. Now, I plan on doing four things. Maybe it's hard for you to understand that concept. Maybe to some, it's confusing. They get confused. Well, I want to clear up a few misunderstandings. And as I said earlier, I just want to set a small foundation for this word or this term, the Trinity. Take a look at how people may be confused. The three are one. How can you say that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are all one? Miles, look at here. Now, we know you study the Bible. We kind of figure that you have a little education up under your belt. But if you take a look, Father's a name, Son is a name, Holy Ghost is a name. That seemed like three. That seemed like three people to me. And you know something? Logically speaking, those are three names, and it can sound like it's three people. Let me put it to you this way. How many of you have a first name, a middle name, and a last name? Your first name is different than your middle name, which is different than your last name. You have three different names. Does that make you three different people? Don't think so. Makes you still that one person. How many of you are a mother, a sister, and an auntie? Three different titles. Does that make you three different people? No. How many gentlemen are men, fathers, husbands? Does that make you three different people? No. What it actually does, it gives you three different duties. What a husband does is, well, your husband duties is going to be totally different than what you do as a father duty. Ladies, your duty as a mother is going to be different than your duty as a sister or an aunt. And then if you take a look at something, it goes back to basic English. And I spoke on this years ago, about four or five years ago, probably longer than that, at a conference. It was the HIM, House of Israel Ministry Conference. Let's take a look at the scripture. There's now basic English comes into play on this. Notice what it says, baptizing them in the name. That word name is singular. It's not plural. It says baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. So all three are one. How are all three one? Because all three are one is by the same Spirit. Now, each one has its own different functionality. And I'm going to go different on the explanations of the functionality, but I'm going to use the same style. Hope it's an easy and to understand style. When we talk about God the Father, we are actually talking about God beyond us. Well, what do you mean by God beyond us? Well, let's let the Bible do the talking. Please turn with me to Psalm, the 97th Psalm. You may be able to hear that I'm flipping through pages with you. Get some biblical calisthenics in here. Psalm 97. And we're going to take a look at verse 9. For thou, Lord, high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Verse 9 again. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. He's high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all the gods. Let's look at the concept here. God beyond us. He is high above all the earth. Would you say that's God beyond us? Let's let the Bible speak more on that. Let's hang a right to the long-eyed prophet. Isaiah, chapter 55. Let's go to Isaiah, chapter 55. And we're speaking on God the Father being God beyond us. Let's go to some, a familiar passage of scripture. Give you a different way to look at this. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You think that can sound like God beyond us? God beyond us in the mental capacity. God beyond us in our thinking. We're talking about God the Father, something basic, God beyond us. Two scriptures to bear that out. Let's move on to God the Son. Now, since we have God the Father, we're moving to God the Son, and we're talking God the Son being God with us. Let's swing a left. Staying in the book of Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah chapter 7. Let's let this bear each other out. Isaiah chapter 7. Let's go to verse 14. Isaiah chapter 7. Verse 14. I'm taking my time to give you plenty of time to get there. And it reads, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Well, what does the name Emmanuel mean? For the few who may not know this, Emmanuel means God with us. Let's use another scripture to bear witness of this again. Let us use scripture to qualify this again. Let's hang a right on over to the gospel according to Matthew. I pray that you're taking notes as well and writing these scriptures down. If not, you can always come back to this after the broadcast is normally on about 15 minutes after the broadcast. Matthew chapter 1, start at verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be the child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Does it bear witness? Let's go a little bit further. Then, Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm just going to give you a little sidebar nugget. Whenever you see the phrase, the angel of the Lord, in Scripture, that is talking about God the Father. You don't have to take my word for it. Do as they did in Acts 17:11. Search the Scriptures out for yourself. Check things out to see if it's thus and so. But when you see the term, the angel of the Lord, actually talking about God himself. Go back to the book of Exodus when Moses was talking to that burning bush. See in that chapter if you find the term angel of the Lord and see who Moses was talking to. Just a side-by nugget for your studies. Let's go on to verse 25. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name. Who's that talking about? It's talking about Mary. Not omitting scripture, but let's read scripture 23, then go to verse 25. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And knew her not, till she had brought forth her first son. He called his name Jesus. So what God actually did, God the Father, he actually took his word and deposited his word into Mary. And according to John, the first chapter, if you want to term there quickly. Many of you, I believe, know this. John, the first chapter, we go to verse 14, which states in the first part of that scripture, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God the Son, God with us. God took his word and deposited his word into Mary. Mary gave birth, and that word took on a flesh form and dwelt among us, talking about God with us. Let's move forward. God the Holy Spirit. Now I'm talking about God on the inside of you. God on the inside of you. We talked about God the Father, God the Son, God beyond us, God with us. Now let's look at God on the inside of you, or God within you. Let's go to John. Stay in John. Go to John. Chapter 14. Gospel according to John. Chapter 14. Let's go to verse 16. Now, this is Jesus speaking. This is the Word speaking. This is the God with us speaking. This is the word that the God the Father sent, put inside Mary, the one that turned flesh and dwelt among us. This is him speaking. He says in verse 16, I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. So Jesus being with us in the flesh was comfort, that he may abide with you forever. What is he talking about? Watch this. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Why? But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be what? In you. God, the Holy Spirit, being in you. But he shall know, but ye shall know him, for he dwelleth with you, just like Jesus did, and shall be in you. God, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost being inside of you. Let's bear it out again. Turn to Romans, the 8th chapter. We're just letting the Word speak to us. I'm trying to do as much not speaking as possible so the Word can minister to us. Romans, the 8th chapter. When you get to the 8th chapter of Romans, let's look at verse 9. Now, even though this is talking about life in the spirit. Remember, we're pulling out concept. It's talking about spirit versus flesh, but let's get this concept of the Holy Spirit, God inside of you. Verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Notice what it's talking about. The Spirit of Christ. And if Christ be in you, which is the Spirit. Let's go a little bit further. 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter. We're going to come to another portion of Scripture that I believe many know. 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? We're talking about God, the Holy Spirit, on the inside of you. Now, this is just a foundation teaching on trying to understand the Trinity a little bit better. I could really go deeper into each one of them. But what I want to do to you is give you some basic milk for people who may not understand, or you may not understand yourself. Because for the longest time, I didn't. And God instructs us to study to show ourselves approved unto him. So we have to rightly divide this word. And I was like, Lord, what can I bring to the table? And he put in the Trinity. For those of you who actually follow my ministry by way of Facebook, this teaching was actually requested. I've been teaching on my ministry page there for about a month, month and a half, about almost a month and a half now. So we talked about a basic explanation. God the Father, God beyond us. God the Son, God with us. And God the Holy Spirit. God inside of you, or God with us. Brother Moderator, I ask right now that please open up the mics. If anyone has any questions, comments, concerns, want to make any statements, we have time for open dialogue at this point. But I want to make sure we got this out. Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Bible says for us not to add anything or take anything from the Word of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the word Trinity, like rapture, does not appear in the Scripture.
Correct.
So isn't that adding?
I'm glad
if we call it God. I'm glad you Trinity. Isn't that adding?
I'm glad you asked that question. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. But if you use the background, the word Trinity was actually a theological term that was cloned by an African theologian called Tertullian. He actually used that phrase to try to explain the Trinity to people who didn't understand. Now, if you take the word Trinity that we use here in the English language, it actually comes from the Latin word Trinitas, which means three. So this was actually a phrase that was basically used by him, and it ran that way. So like I had said at the beginning, I don't know if he was here on the beginning. No, the word is not here, but the concept is here of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So the word is being used, and many people couldn't understand or can't understand it because it's not in Scripture. The word Trinity. But if you follow through the Scriptures, I believe you see, my brother, the concept is there.
I think that it's describing, like you said, the three, that it's describing the three as one, you know, the group of three, like we call two a couple and we would call three, you know, like triplets, if, or, you know, if it was three children that were born together, or the Trinity. We even talk about Trinity. I was just thinking about with farming, when you plant corns, beans, and what's the third one? Corns, beans, and squash together. You plant the Trinity. But think of it like we do. We don't see social justice as a word in the Bible either, but Jesus' ministry was definitely one of social justice because he was seeking social justice. That's the words we have today to describe his ministry. So it's not going to be in the Bible. Trinity's not in the Bible. The rapture's not in the Bible, but those words describe what is in the Bible. Does that make sense?
Even in John 10, I think it's John 10:30, where Jesus speaks with the Jewish leaders, and he said, I and my Father are one.
Yeah,
so the
one God.
Yeah, so it is biblical. It's just not saying the word Trinity, but if you read and study your Bible, you'll understand it, that the
right.
Father, the Son.
I study my Bible, but I have not understood
what?
That yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
no, I said I study my Bible. I just haven't understood that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think
have
about it a different way.
It
is
yeah.
Also,
but we continue to read and pray for understanding. We all have to.
Amen.
And the Lord will give you revelation.
Of course, I do that too. I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian for about 9 years.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Also, that's fine. Amen.
Also, every time somebody tries to explain that to me, they never do.
I think that Pastor used a good analogy when he used the mother being the wife, the sister, and all of that. I thought that was a really good example of what the Trinity is. But if we go back and look at Genesis, I don't know whether he mentioned that scripture or not, where God said, let us create man in our image. Well, he said, our, who is our? That means that it was more than one person there. At
I understand
that
all of that.
Okay.
I understand all of that.
You're
like
just
the song
the
Holy, Holy, Holy says, God in three persons, blessed
mm-hmm.
Trinity. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But God doesn't call himself the Trinity. He calls himself God.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay.
So I don't understand why people always try to make something or nothing into something. I mean, if I think that people use the word Trinity because y'all gonna trip on me, but because somebody back way back when started using that word, and everybody uses it, and they use whatever they can to explain it, but I still think it's false. Because God doesn't call himself a Trinity. He calls himself God. He has
mm-hmm.
many names.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not one of those names is the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
No, no one said that.
No one said
that his name was the Trinity, brother.
No. No.
No, I never said that his name was the Trinity. No, what I said was people was talking about the term the Trinity.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The term the Trinity and doesn't understand what is meant by it. That's
right.
Why I was explaining what's meant by it. No,
mm-hmm.
Nowhere in Scripture do you find Trinity. Nowhere in Scripture
do
you want to say God calls himself the Trinity. No, you are 100% right there.
Correct.
And God mm-hmm. does have many names.
Amen.
You are correct. You are correct. there's no denying that. But we're talking about the term Trinity, how it came about, why it is used, and where the concept is based in Scripture, why that African theologian used it. That's what we're talking about.
Amen. Amen.
And people can get a clearer understanding of what was profound, but then bring it into such a simple thing that a child could understand. And I'm not saying that you're a child, but my niece that's 9 years old can understand in this concept, in this concept that Pastor Miles had said. And you're absolutely right, brother, but we're understanding even more. Even I myself is understanding more with this teaching of the Trinity. So I thank you, Brother Miles.
And it does not, I mean, what is being said, it does not take away from God being God. It does not minimize him, that makes him any different. We're just trying to explain how the three persons or three, what's the word I want to use? I can't even think right now. But it doesn't take anything away from Scripture. We're not taking anything away from it. And neither are we really adding anything. It's there.
It's there. Can I just say this? Can I just say this? We know God the Father, and God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And what you believe, sir, and what we believe to understand, God says in his word, and when he comes back, he'll put it all together.
Amen.
By and by, we'll understand it all. But in the meantime, we won't get too caught up in what we're getting caught up in. We're going to continue to move on, and when it's time, we'll understand everything. But in the meantime, we're to go out teaching them. Is that what you said, Brother Miles? Teaching them, baptizing them, and then we can move on and go on from there.
Amen.
Because if you look at
the glory for all things,
if you look at the way the Scripture is written, especially in 28:19, God the Father is the source of authority. The Son is the channel which things are done. And the Holy Ghost is how it has the authority to execute.
And the power to release.
That power, yeah.
So now, you take all three of those, was given the title Trinity. And the word Trinity from the Latin means Trinitas, which means three. That's all it says.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm finished. Go ahead, sis. You good?
No, I was just saying there's a lot of times when I'm even texting and however the Holy Spirit is leading me. At the end of the text sometimes, and you all probably seen it too, I always hashtag Trinity One, three in one. Trinity One, three in one. Hashtag three, Trinity One. So it's what Brother Miles is saying. There's three in one. And you know what? We have them all.
And it's really more, because, brother, you brought up God has many different names. And I don't know them all off the top. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. I mean, there's a whole lot of them.
A whole lot of names. Sure does.
There's a whole lot of them. But we're dealing with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, yeah, you're right. He's God,
you're good, brother.
But he has other names.
Sure does. That was
now,
very
I
good
give you
a question. That was very good for him
it's
to bring
very
that
good
up.
Question. Yes.
It was.
Go deeper.
I have something I want to bring to the table as a bonus. Let's go back to the 19th verse, Matthew 28:19. And this is, I pray, I'm going to show you what the Lord showed me. Now, I'm not the end all and be all in Scripture. I'm just not. But I'm going to show you what the Lord showed me. And I did it on early. I'm going to see if anyone picked up on it. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
When it comes time for somebody being baptized, who are you baptizing?
You baptize the name of the Father, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he made it all equal on one level.
Mm-hmm.
All is one, one level. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Is there another?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
What name are you supposed to baptize in? The Father, Son, Holy Ghost?
Three.
All three?
All three.
All three is one.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? Let me show you something. Let me show you what the Lord showed me.
All right.
Baptize the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Notice, go back to the word name. Is that name plural or singular?
Singular.
So like, just like my sister said on the line, you're baptizing all three names. So
right.
If I'm baptizing in the name, which is singular, and all three are one, if I want to baptize the name of the Father, I'm good.
Yeah.
If I want to baptize the name of the Son, I'm good.
Jesus.
That's right.
If I want to baptize
that's right.
In the name of the Holy Ghost, I'm good.
Come on now.
That's right.
If I just want to, if I want to use the
Amen.
Father, if I want to use the Father and the Son, I'm good.
You
that's
right.
You're
you right. You covered.
It's name. It's
yes.
Only one. You covered.
Amen. You covered. Yes.
Well, that's revelation yes. Right there. I like that.
It's your
Amen.
Reality, Lord. Without calling the Trinity, it's three. It's still three, regardless of what you call it
yes.
Trinity or not. It's still there.
Amen.
You can't take away from that, and we're not adding anything to it. We're just saying what's
yeah.
Already there. It's already
and
there.
And God will honor. Just what
you're just saying what's there already. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you call on you when you call on Jesus, you already call the Holy
yeah.
Spirit and the Father.
All right, now come on.
Because
Amen.
Name, not name. So, how many of you are a mother?
Mm-hmm.
A sister?
Mm-hmm.
And a grandmother?
Yes.
Your function is just different, but you the same.
Right. That's
Amen.
Right.
You're doing it
That's
all.
Right.
Let's say you're doing it all in the name of Sister Reverend Doctor. I know she's a mother. I know she's a wife.
Right.
I know she's a grandmother.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all three of her functions are different.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. 100%. Yes.
Now, I'm not the end all and be all. I just laid a foundation. I'm getting ready to turn over to brother moderator. And as the late notorious B.I.G. used to say, Biggie Smalls, if you don't know, now you know. Brother moderator's in your hand.
Amen. Touché, sir. That's good. That's good.
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Amen. And,
yes.
Are there any more questions? Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful thing that I love about this ministry is when there are questions. That's why it's interactive.
Yeah.
But I need to say that we have to be mindful when someone says wrongly about something that we don't chastise them because of what they believe.
That's true.
If we're going to evangelize to the world,
mm-hmm.
we have to make sure that we support it with not opinion,
mm-hmm.
but with, you know, the easiest way to get someone understanding is ask them to go with you to a scripture and just read it.
Amen. Amen.
Break it from there because when we use our own opinion, that's why the world has their views of the body
mm-hmm.
of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We feel so. We may know, but if someone else does not know, we have to make sure that we help them
yeah.
to know. Tell them,
yeah.
but help them to know, or otherwise we begin to start chasing those who want to come and whatever their belief is, we begin to start to chase them away. And if them away, are we doing the will of Jesus? Are we doing the will of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And that's visualizing come in. The young man was on, and he did hang up, and I think he was offended. And I was hoping that we, as the body of Christ, would identify to him Scripture. I think if we had went directly to Scripture and asked to read that, and as opposed, I think he was offended. And I'm just basically saying that we, as the body of Christ, we have to be on one accord. Even for those, and the Bible says that in all things, get understanding. Get understanding. You know, and when we are interpreting, you know, it says, study to show thyself approved. A workman that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. We don't know who the teaching is under. We don't know any of that. So we cannot, you know, automatically challenge someone because they're not understanding what is being said. If there's no understanding, then we need to make sure that they get understanding. If we are not to bring others on board or evangelize through ministry. And I just would like to say that. And, you know, and he just may not understand that Trinity. Maybe someone brought it to him and he firmly believed that in terms of the Trinity, that it was something that was made up. But when you go to the Bible, everything's become factual. When we just go to the Word of God. Anything that we need to know, all we have to do is go to the Word of God. And if we don't use the Word of God, then it becomes just an opinion to others.
Exactly.
It might be
Sure enough.
I know exactly what you're saying and just talking, but if you do not take them there, then there becomes a problem. There's a thing that says, you know, you can give a person a fish and they'll eat for a day. They will eat for a lifetime. And that's what we are here to make sure that others are going to feed on the word for a lifetime. That's just for a day. And then they go to someone else and someone says other things. Just supporting the scripture. Supporting the scripture. I don't know if you use, was it John 17, 23? Pastor Miles? Did you use John 17? John 17, 23, 21? And that was another piece that talked about in terms of says that they are all may all be one.
I think he did use one.
He did use that scripture. That's going back there and just asking what does that mean? You know, so I'm off of that. You know, I just it's okay, you know, to disagree. It's okay to disagree. You know, when you come on here, that may not know the word of God at all.
May I interject? I'm sorry. Did he leave? Did that young man leave?
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did.
I'm sure he did.
But I'm sorry that he did, but I thought Pastor Miles did a wonderful job in even explaining.
I thought so.
And what I heard, what I heard was the challenge that he brought as well.
Right.
But also, I understand what you're saying as far as we go as the body of Christ. But in the same token, I thought Brother Miles and the pastor that's on, they both eloquently. Now I hope we'll pray for him, but nevertheless, it was done in decent and in order, and even commended him in bringing that question. But, you know, I know this, that in all our getting, get understanding. I got a deeper understanding. And for him, I'm praying that he goes, you know, God deals with him in the understanding that was
Amen.
Given.
Amen.
What?
Because yeah. if the fact he left, I'm sorry that he did leave. But that's the trick of the enemy anyway, because that was truth to power that brother
mm-hmm.
brought us.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of triggers that I heard. One was I've been studying for 9 years. So that, you know, he was saying that, you know, that he has been studying. He's in the Word. He's been studying, you know, and we don't, he's studying under. We don't know what he's learned. We don't know. All we know is that he's saying, this is not my first time, you know, reading the Bible, number one. You know, and number two, he just had heard it for so long, and it obviously is just not from here, but it was from other places, and he did not understand it. And that was his He did not understand it. Did not understand that we're sure that he gets understanding before he leaves. And let me tell you something. I don't know about you, but I, you know, with my family members, when I challenge them, they get offended, and they don't want to hear from you. Don't even want to be around you. So how do I win them over? How do I win them over? That's a thought. That's what evangelism is. I remember going out in the streets, you know, years ago, going out in the streets, and there was a way that we had to approach those who were on the streets, you know. I mean, going and walking up to them. There's just a certain approach, you know, in terms when it comes to evangelism. There is a way to go to evangelize, but we just cannot, you know, expect everybody to know and understand the same as we do. I'm just saying that, you know, that is what we need to do, you know, as a body of Christ, you know, if we're going to pull those in. We don't want to push them away. We want to pull them in whatever way that we do, whatever we do, how we go about doing it. There's enough people on here that know the Word of God to support each other. I mean, the Word of God, God. Let's just say, you know, for the change. Somebody might say it a little different than another, but somebody might understand. You know, but we're sure that's what evangelizing is all about. You know, we have to go out into the world, Judea, Samaria, and the rest of the world, letting others know about Christ. And if they know about Christ, then we have to make sure that we give them full detail. So that's all I want to say with that, you know, because I've really talked too much on that.
Amen.
Just something to think about, you know, as others come on, you know, and they have a question. You know, that's why it's interactive. That's why it's interactive. Pastor Miles, you did a wonderful job, you know, and you did make it clear. You know, you did make it clear. I was just, you know, more so standing up for this young man, you know, who had a request. Obviously, you know, he came on to hear, you know, and to get understanding, and, you know, and he left. He left, and that was my concern. Pastor, could you, close out the prayer, please? Can't hear you.
Who is he talking to, Patrick?
We can't hear him. He's muted.
Yes, sir. Okay. Can you hear me now? I know
yes,
time is far spent. You actually close us out in prayer, but my spirit is grieved right now for that young man. It is. My heart is heavy. I just have to let that be known, and I did hear a few things. We all, let's understand, please. Number one, and this is one thing with me, people don't know as much as you know. As Brother Moderator said, there were a few triggers. I just want to ask this question. If when you were a Christian for 9 years, did you consider yourself a babe in Christ, or did you consider yourself a full-blown Christian?
A babe.
Did you consider yourself on milk?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always consider when you was a babe in Christ and on milk.
Yes.
I hope that we can get in contact with that young
man. Amen. I'm still on. Yes, I hear you. I'm still learning.
So let's go ahead and close out in prayer. As I was requested, but I just have to say my heart is heavy, and I'm going to be lifting them up on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father and our God, we come to you thanking you for all that we have heard, all that we have studied. Lord, thanking you for our understanding, opening us up to have good ground. And Father, I'm asking you right now, wherever that young man is out, send angels around him. Put a hedge around him. Cover him with your Holy Spirit. Seal him with your Son's precious blood. Lord, let us go on throughout this night, rejoicing in the word that we have. Let us eat it up, digest it, live it out, and have a foundation to teach others, Father. We're asking this in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able, and unto him that has the power, establish you according to the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ. Keep your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotions pure before him and faultless. And may the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide in each and every one of us, now, hence, and forever. And the church said, amen. God bless and love you all.
Good night, all.
I face the dawn.